Chase William D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're streaming on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, live. It's all presented by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. You can also listen to us on the Game Nashville app. Let's say hello to Seth Walder from ESPN. He is their analytics expert. Does great stuff for them. Seth, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you doing this. So we're all watching the Thursday night football game last night. And guys, I mean, we had touchdowns. I mean, it was actually a fun football game. It wasn't like the last few Thursday night games. But somewhere in the third, fourth quarter, the news comes out that Christian McCaffrey has been traded from the Panthers to the 49ers. When you look at this trade and how it all went down between these two teams, what is your assessment? And I know you have some grades.
Yeah, that's right. I did grades for ESPN.com last night right after the trade went down and the terms came out. I think this is a mistake for San Francisco. I totally get the appeal. You can see it. You're adding a versatile weapon in McCaffrey to be on the field at the same time as Deebo Samuel. And, like, you know, I can see the possibilities are sort of endless, and that sounds really nice. But there are so many red flags here. We're talking about a veteran running back, which is a non-premium position. Even for a receiving back, I think that's still true. We're talking about an injury-plagued Christian McCaffrey. He's missed 23 out of 33 games between 2020 and 2021. That's, to me, really not a player that I want to be giving this much draft capital up if I'm San Francisco. I'm sure they look at the NFC and say, hey, you know, there's not a lot of good teams here. We could be that team, and they want to make that move. But this was a costly move, and I think that most likely outcome is they will regret it.
Now, you bring up running backs. Obviously, the Tennessee Titans have a unique running back in Derrick Henry, who is just a freak of nature physically. He's come off the foot injury from last year. The numbers, I think, have, especially the last few weeks, have been good, but they fall off in the second half. The yards per carry, not exactly where they have been, and he was asked yesterday about hitting the home run, that he hasn't had that yet. When you watch Derrick Henry and you look at some of the underlying numbers, what do you see?
I think that there's really poor numbers for Derrick Henry this year. And I think that this is actually something that stretches back to last season, even before his injury. So Derrick Henry this season has negative 41 rush yards over expectation. And that's from NFL Next Gen Stats. And the way they measure that is essentially at the time of handoff, based on the position of all 22 players on the field, which way they're facing, how fast they're moving, they can set a mean expectation of how many yards an average back would get in that spot. Derrick Henry has underperformed what the model would have expected from an average player. So he's got 41 fewer yards than you would think from an average player. And last season, he also was only at basically an average rate. And that is a huge difference from earlier in his career, where Henry was averaging from seasons on end over a yard per carry over expectation, which is remarkable stuff, but we know he's been a remarkable player. I think that last season was shielded by the volume, but Henry's decline actually began last year, and I think we're continuing to see it this year.
We'll talk with Seth Walder, ESPN Analytics. Now, Seth, this Titans defense, it was really good last year, one of the best defenses in the National Football League last year, and it was sort of a surprise to everybody because no one predicted that. But with Big Jeffrey Simmons in the middle and Harold Landry and Bud Dupree on the outside and Kevin Byard at safety, this defense really picked up their play last season. And this season, even with all of the injuries, more notable the injury to Harold Landry, this team has been able to, or this defense has been able to, still remain one of the better defenses in the National Football League. Even at this point last year, this year they're better at this point than they were last year. What does the analytics say about this defense?
Well, I think that you mentioned Jeffrey Simmons, and I think he's having his best year as a pro. So I think that it starts there. I agree with you that I was surprised when Ross Landry Let me put it this way. When they lost Landry, I also thought that was seriously problematic. I think that the Titans defense has some splits, though. I mean, against the run, they've been very good. But if you look at their EPA per play, which is sort of like a better way of looking at yards per play, it's a production metric against design pass plays, they rank 29th in defense there. And that, to me, is where I'd be worried. Because if I'm choosing, can I have a strength on offense or a strength on defense? Strength against the run or a strength against the pass, I would rather be better against the pass. And so, to me, I think that's a little bit of a concern. I do think that Simmons helped in both areas, and that's one of the reasons why they've been able to hang on, I guess, in some ways, without Landry. But I'm maybe less bullish on them going forward because of the pass weakness.
Now, with that being said, their offense, minus the run game, the passing game, mm-hmm. What does the analytics say about that? Because they've been an inept passing team, but they have done just enough during a game to get themselves over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, from an efficiency standpoint, mm-hmm. I think that their passing game has been okay. I mean, they rank 11th in EPA per play, and Tannehill is sitting there at 24th in QBR, so that's not great there. We have, there is a bit of a difference that's obviously unideal. And I do think that, part of it probably is related to the run game. Like, normally I think that the idea of run game setting up the pass is overstated, but I think that that's been accurate in Tennessee over the last few years, where Henry just commanded so much attention that it really did help the pass game. I think as we've seen Henry decline, in my opinion, that of course is going to have some effects on the pass game too.
We're talking to Seth Walder from ESPN, the analytics department. Seth, you really got my attention with the Derrick Henry stuff, because that has been out there for a while. But here, you can imagine the faith that not only the team has in Derrick Henry, but the fans, the media. There's just a belief he's a special guy, that he is going to overcome the regular age curve of a running back, even despite the injury last year. Do you see anything with the first half, second half, that would give you some optimism? Because it does look like, at least with the general numbers, he sets the tone early in games. Everything looks good at halftime, and then for whatever reason, they haven't been able to produce anything in the second half.
I would say that I think that if you're looking for optimism, it's first half, second half in a totally different way in terms of the season, because I think the one pattern that we've seen through Henry's career is that he has picked it up as the season has gone along. And so there have been times when, even earlier, where he ended up having a great year, at the beginning part of the year, his rush yards over expectation weren't necessarily special, and then they were by the end of the year. To me, that's where, if you're a Titans fan looking for optimism, like, that's where I would put my faith. And I think that there is a chance that that could still happen. But I wouldn't bet on it.
It's interesting. It looks like they've squeezed out about as much production as you can get in the passing game, despite all of what we're talking about here. And on top of that, major concerns injury-wise on the offensive line, losing Taylor Lewan for the season, for example. So when you look at the offensive line, do you think they have enough there for the rest of the season going forward to get enough production?
I don't. You might be sensing that I am down on the Titans, but I am. I am not high on the Titans right now. I think that they are not a team that I would like to back from this point forward. They rank 22nd in pass block win rate for us, which is the metric where we measure how often someone on the offensive line is beaten within the first 2.5 seconds of a play. And that was a concern for me going into the year. I felt like Tennessee, we'd been conditioned because previously they'd had a good offensive line, and I just don't believe that's who they are anymore. I think that is a concern for me. The Henry stuff's a concern. I think the offensive line's a concern. You're looking at a team that no longer has an A.J. Brown, and that's a concern for me. So it's really the offense across the board that, to me, has me worried about the Titans.
All right, finish with this, Seth. In the AFC South, somebody's got to win the division. But what do your numbers tell you about who the best team is in the league going forward, or in that division going forward?
Numbers, like, and I agree with this, And I think that they have played not as well over the last couple of weeks, so there is some concern there. But to me, the fact that we saw a few strong games from Trevor Lawrence early on suggests to me growth. I think that their defense is pretty legit. And so I think that I do not have faith in what Indianapolis is doing. So I think that Jacksonville is the best team. I would not be surprised if we walk away at the end of this year thinking that Jacksonville was clearly the best team in that division.
All right, there you go. That's an interesting look at it. Hey, Seth, appreciate the time, and we'll do this again soon.